This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Prambanan Temple in Yogyakarta along with the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. The Prime Minister was accorded a traditional welcome with the resonant notes of a gamelan ensemble and a classical Yogyakarta dance performance reflecting Indonesia's rich cultural heritage. The two leaders toured the 9th century temple complex where Prime Minister Modi offered prayers at the main Shiva temple. In a joint statement, President Prabowo said that Prambanan stands as a symbol of the centuries-old civilizational bond between India and Indonesia. He thanked India for its support towards the conservation and restoration of the temple complex and said culture continues to serve as a bridge connecting the two nations. Addressing at the Prambanan temple, Prime Minister Modi described the visit as a deeply spiritual and memorable experience.
योग्यकर्ता के इस भव्य मंदिर कॉम्प्लेक्स अब जब हम पुनर्निर्माण का काम करने जा रहे हैं और ये यूनेस्को का वर्ल्ड हेरिटेज है दुनिया के दूर दूर क्षेत्रों में कहीं पर भी जाएं हमें कहीं न कहीं भारत की सांस्कृतिक विरासत के दर्शन होते हैं ये पूरे साउथ ईस्ट एशिया का दूसरा सबसे बड़ा हमारी विरासत की पहचान है
Earlier, India and Indonesia strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and called for a decisive, coordinated and international efforts to combat the threat in accordance with the international law. In the second leg of his three-nation tour, Prime Minister Modi will reach Melbourne today on a three-day visit where he will participate in the third India-Australia annual summit with the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Mr. Modi will also participate in the India-Australia CEOs Forum where he will address a gathering of top business leaders from both the countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the chief ministers of several states affected by heavy rainfall, flood-like situation and landslides and assured them of all the possible assistance from the centre. Mr. Shah spoke to Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Kerala Chief Minister V.D. Satheeshan. Mr. Satheeshan said that Mr. Shah inquired about the Wayanad disaster and assured the centre's full support for relief and rehabilitation. Efforts. The National Commission for Women has taken serious cognizance of the reported gang rape and trafficking of a 13-year-old minor girl in Sri Ganganagar, Rajasthan. The commission has directed the district magistrate and superintendent of police of Sri Ganganagar to submit a comprehensive action taken report within 15 days. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, signed with Iran to end the conflict is over, adding that he did not want to engage with Tehran. Mr. Trump's statement came during the press conference at NATO summit in the Turkish capital, Ankara, following the U.S. and Iran traded strikes after three tankers were hit by projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has not directly claimed responsibility. The interim ceasefire agreement signed between Washington and Tehran was intended to provide a 60-day window for negotiations on a permanent agreement, but indirect talks in Qatar ended with no sign of headway and the U.S. military unleashed a new wave of strikes against Iran yesterday. Benchmark domestic equity indices witnessed a sharp sell-off today with both the Sensex and Nifty plunging more than 2%. Spike in crude oil prices, weak global cues and renewed geopolitical tensions weighed heavily on the markets. The Sensex stumbled 1,677 points to close at 76,504. The Nifty also dipped 517 points to settle at 23,882. In football, Switzerland beat Colombia 4-3 in a penalty shootout in Vancouver to reach the quarterfinals of FIFA World Cup for the first time since 1954. Switzerland will now face defending champion Argentina in the quarterfinal. Belgium, Spain, England, Norway, Morocco and France have already entered quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.